الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أينما كنتم يدرككم الموت ولو كنتم في بروج مشيدة، أينما كنتم يدرككم الموت ولو كنتم في بروج مشيدة. وقال تعالى: كل نفس ذائقة الموت. وقال تعالى: إذا جاء أجلهم فلا يستأخرون ساعة ولا يستقدمون. صدق الله العظيم.
My most respected brothers and elders, and our mothers and sisters listening at home over the receiver, mort, death is inevitable. Every one of us believes that one day mort will come to him. All of us sitting here, we have this firm belief that we have come into this world and one day we will taste death. When that will happen, which year, which month, which week, which day, which hour, which minute, which second, nobody knows. Where it will take place, at our home, masjid, in the car, whilst traveling, locally, abroad, where mort will strike, nobody knows. How it will take place, nobody knows. But we all believe that mort will strike one day. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself has mentioned, كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ, every soul shall taste of death. How long are we going to live in this world? Nobody knows. When mort will come? Nobody knows. How it will come? Nobody knows. Where it will come? Nobody knows. But we believe in it. However, respected brothers and elders, if we look at our conduct, our attitude, despite the fact that we firmly believe in what I have mentioned, despite the fact that many a janazah we have carried on our shoulders, every single one of us, or most of us, the moment we enter the masjid, the very first thing that we do is we turn and we look towards the notice board. Any nikah or any janazah. Despite the fact that we have given ghusl and kafan to many people, and we have shed those tears on the demise of a close friend or a family person, how many a widow cried when her husband passed away, a child cried when he became yatim, a parent teared when he or she lost her child, a friend cried when he lost his bosom friend. But our behavior, attitude, conduct in this world, despite the fact that we know that mort is inevitable, it is as though our actions are proving something else and saying something else, that mort is not going to strike. And therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned in the hadith, أَكْثِرُوا ذِكْرَ هَذِي مِنْ لَذَّاتِ يَعْنِي الْمَوْتِ. Remember, in abundance, frequently, the terminator, the cutter of all pleasures, that is mort. Abu Bakr al-Muzani rahmatullahi alayh has mentioned, he says, ما مر يوم الذي أخرجه الله إلى الدنيا إلا ينادي اغتنمني اغتنمني لعله لا يوم لك بعدي. He says, every day, ما مر يوم that passes by, the day that Allah has sent into this world, Allah has sent into this universe, the 24 hour period, when this elapses, or every day when it comes, the day calls out to mankind, اغتنمني, appreciate me, value me, treasure me, perhaps there'll be no more day coming after me. This is the last. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, إِذَا أَصْبَحْتَ فَلَا تَنْتَظِرِ الْمَسَىٰ. When you rise in the morning, don't have hopes that you will even see the evening. وَإِذَا أَمْسَيْتَ فَلَا تَنْتَظِرِ الصَّبَاحِ. In the evening, and when night falls, don't have the strong hopes that you will even see the morning. And therefore he says, وَخُذْ مِنْ صِحَتِكَ لِمَرَضِكَ وَمِنْ حَيَاتِكَ لِمَوْتِكَ. Whilst you have a good health, sound health, appreciate, value this health. Before you become sick, before you overwhelm with such a sickness, that you are unable to turn to Allah. You are unable to do those righteous deeds that you would have liked to have done. And before mort strikes, value the life in this world in preparation for the hereafter. He mentioned to Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala, كُنْ فِي الدُّنْيَا كَأَنَّكَ غَرِيبٌ أَوْ عَابِرُ سَبِيلٌ. Be in this world like a stranger. A stranger who's not familiar with his surroundings. Bal, in fact, oh, the meaning of bal, in fact, not just a stranger, be like a person who is a musafir, a traveler. A stranger, after a few days, if he remains in the town, he'll become familiar with the surroundings. But a passerby stays there just for a few moments, and then he continues his journey. This is how Rasulullah has advised you and I to be in this world. And therefore, in the long hadith which he mentioned, اِخْتَنِمْ خَمْسًا قَبْلَ خَمْسٍ, then value five things before five. One of the five that he has mentioned is, value life in this world before mort strikes. Umar radiallahu ta'ala used to say, نَمُوتُ وَنَحْيَا وَلَا بُدَّ مِنْ يَوْمٍ نَمُوتُ وَلَا نَحْيَا. Every night we go to bed. And when we sleep, sleep is the sister of death. Nobody has guaranteed he'll rise in the morning with life. So when he wakes up in the morning, what does he say? Alhamdulillah alladhi ahyana ba'da ma amatana. Praise be to Allah who has given us life after he has given us death. So he says, we rise in the morning, we have got life after we have sort of passed away. Namutu wa nahya. But the day will come when we will sleep at night and we will not rise in the morning. Umar radiallahu anhu used to remind us, and he used to say, mata fulanun wa mata fulanun. وَلَا بُدَّ مِنْ يَوْمٍ يُقَالُ مَاتَ عُمَرٌ. He says, we say, look on the board, as I mentioned, we come and we see, look at the notice board, certain person passed away. After a few days, another person passed away. So we say, certain person passed away here, somebody passed away there, and the day comes and Umar says, it will be mentioned that Umar has left this world. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala used to say, مَا مِنْكُمْ أَحَدٌ إِلَّا أَصْبَحَ وَهُوَ ضَيْفٌ وَمَالُهُ عَارِيَةٌ. Every one of you is a guest. He's a visitor in this world. The wealth that he owns, the properties he owns, the treasures he has, the wealth he has, it is just a loan that is given to him from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A guest never remains in the home of the host forever. One or two days, and then he proceeds, he continues his journey. وَالضَّيْفُ مُرْتَحِلْ. Continues his journey. وَالْعَارِيَةُ مُؤَدَّاتْ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهِ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهَا. And the loan that you have been given, it has to be given back to the person who is the owner of that wealth. Harun al-Rashid, rahmatullahi alayhi, not only he was a pious person, but he was a king. But during the moments of the years in his life, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed him with plentiful of this dunya, he possessed a lot of wealth. And he built a very beautiful palace for himself. One should understand at that time, the rulers and the kings of that time, they used to have poets around them. And the task of these poets was to praise the ruler, to praise the king. In lieu of the praises that were heard upon those rulers and kings, these poets were given large sums of money in return as a prize, as a reward. Bags of gold coins. Just for a few couplets that a person would say in praise of his king. Even though deep down in his heart, he was not sincere. But the kings of that time would wait for someone to flatter them, to praise them. And so Harun al-Rashid, in those days of his life, after building that huge mansion, absolutely marvelous, stunning, he called upon the poets to render their various couplets. But specifically he invited a poet by the name of Abul Atahiyah. And ulama explained Abul Atahiyah, the root of this word explains, or it is given to a person who is insane, he is mad. And because he was mad in the enjoyment of the pleasures of this world, in the lahu and la'ib of this world, he was given that name. However, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him hidayat. And then he became a zahid of this world. He became an ascetic. And he shunned and he denounced the world and the pleasures of this world. And you find then his couplets, his poetry was only talking about ma'ad, akhirat, and becoming close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nonetheless, Abul Atahiyah was called. Abul Atahiyah looked at the palace of Harun al-Rashid. And Harun al-Rashid tells him that praise me now. So he looks at like every other poet, he praised Harun al-Rashid. He said, Ishma bada laka salima fi dhilli shahiqatil qusuri. O king, live happily and peacefully in the shade of this lofty throne that palace that you have. Fi shahiqatil qusur. Absolutely stunning and marvelous. The architectural design, the orchards and the vineyards. So of course Harun al-Rashid became happy. He said, "He increase, tell me more. Ulama write, Hasha wa Basha. He began to rejoice, became overjoyed, jubilant. And so Harun, this poet Abul Atahiyah then says, Yus'a ilayka kullu mashtahit. Whatever you wish. Nadar rawahi wal bukur. Morning and evening. Any given time, O king. Whatever you desire will come to you. You just give the command and you find your soldiers, your army, your men, the people, the courtiers, they bring for you whatever you wish. Harun Rashid says, more and more, please. Then Abul Atahiyah says, وَإِذَا النُّفُوسُ تَغَرْغَرَتْ فِي ضِيقِ حَشْرَجَتِ السُّدُورِ فَهُنَاكَ تَعْلَمُ مُوقِنًا أَنَّكَ كُنْتَ فِي الْغُرُورِ. He says, but when Sakrat comes, and you hear the rattling sound, the gharghara as we say, when mouth is coming now with the throat at the collarbone of the person, and now when reality dawns upon you, your eyes are closing, Allah explains this, the incident of Sakrat, وَجَاءَتْ سَكْرَةُ الْمَوْتِ بِالْحَقِّ. Mouth comes with its Sakrat, in its stupor, with certainty, it is true, it is genuine. كَلَّا إِذَا بَلَغَتِ التَّرَاقِيَ. When this ruh comes to the collarbone, the throat now. وَقِيلَ مَنْ رَاق. People are shouting, is there any person, any enchanter? Perhaps he may read some du'as, perhaps some wazifas to save this person's life. وَقِيلَ مَنْ رَاق. وَظَنَّ أَنَّهُ الْفِرَاق. This man now believes that he is leaving this world. He is departing from this world. وَالْتَفَّتِ السَّاقُ بِسَاقُ. His leg goes onto the other leg. His body becomes stiff. His body becomes cold. His eyes closes. And that's the end of him. فَإِذَا النُّفُوسُ تَغَرْغَرَتْ. Now when the rattling sound is heard, the man is experiencing sakrat. He's leaving behind everything. He can take with him nothing. That is why later on Harun Rashid, before passing away, he called his entire army in front of him. And then he mentioned, looking up to the sky, Ya man la yazulu mulkuhu, Ya man la yazulu mulkuhu, Irham ala man zala mulkuhu. He says, O Allah, whose kingdom, whose sovereignty is perpetual, it never comes to an end. La yazul, it remains. Have mercy now upon Harun al-Rashid, who is living this world, his kingdom has come to an end. So in Abu al-Atahiyah, when he says, فَهُنَاكَ تَعْلَمُ مُوقِنًا. And when mort comes and mort strikes, then that's the time you have yaqeen, certainty. You have certainty that you were just living in a world of deception. Nothing but ghurur. You were deluded, deceived by dunya. Harun al-Rashid began to cry. So the other poets and other people of the king became angry with Abu al-Atahiyah. What is wrong with you? You made him, on his happy occasion, you made the man cry, you made our king cry. Harun al-Rashid overhears them. He says, Da'hu, chordosku, leave him alone. Leave him alone. He has seen us in a blind condition. He has seen us oblivious of akhirat. And he wishes to remove us from that blindness of ours. There was a woman very close to her husband. Ulama have written that when he passed away, she could not bear the fact that he has left this world. Many a time we see a person just passed away, and the wife or the children run to the deceased, the dead body, and the child cries out, please, mama, don't leave me. Ammi, don't leave me. Take me with you. So the husband passed away. She could not bear the fact that he has left this world. So she takes her children, her little kids, and where her husband was buried in that cemetery, she goes and she pitches up a tent, which is not correct, but she does so, to lament and grieve over the fact that her husband has gone, he's left this world. And now there is no life for her, there is no enjoyment in life. And rather than staying in her home, she'll stay with him in the Qabristan. But after a couple of weeks and after some time, she decides that this effort is futile. And she leaves. And as she's leaving, فَسَمِعَتْ هَاتِفًا يَقُولُ. She hears a cry, a sound, somebody saying, وَجَدُوا مَا فَقَدُوا. Have they found what they have lost? They've come here. They've lost something. Have they found it? Then she hears another voice replying, أَيْسُ فَانْقَلَبُوا. No. They have lost hope. They cannot retrieve. They cannot get back what has gone. So now they are returning home. This is the haqiqat of this dunya. Yutu dunya kis qadar khud, yutu dunya kis qadar khush rang thi. Qabr mein jaate huye haqiqat khul gayi. Like that, the dunya looks so beautiful. The embellishments of this world, the glitter and the glamour of this world, the lofty mansions of this world, the leisure and pleasure of this world, the entertainment of this world, the fashion of this world, everything looks so lush and so beautiful. But as the janazah is being lowered in the qabr, now the person realizes, when reality has dawned upon him, this is what I was supposed to be preparing for. الكيس من دان نفسه وعمل لما بعد الموت. An intelligent person is that person who suppresses his desire. He prepares for the hereafter. والعاجز, one who is a foolish person, a weak person, is that person who continues following his own whims and fancies and desires. He doesn't care about akhirat. He doesn't cry about the day when he will leave this world and he will face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The scene of qiyamah, he never reflects upon it that he will be standing all before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all alone, and give hisab kitab. Hazrat Amr ibn As radiallahu ta'ala an, Fatih al-Misr, who conquered Egypt, very great sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We don't have the time to go into the details. But when he's passing away, his son tells his father, "Oh my father, tell us something of what you're going through now. As we're leaving this world." So in a few couplets he gives and he explains, he says, "Oh my son, كَأَنَّ عَلَىٰ كَتِفَيَّ جَبَلَ رَضْوَىٰ وَكَأَنَّ رُوحِي تَخْرُجُ مِنْ ثَقْبِ إِبْرَهِ وَكَأَنَّ فِي جَوْفِي شَجَرَةَ عُوسَجْ وَكَأَنَّ السَّمَاءَ أَطْبَقَتْ عَلَىٰ الْأَرْضُ وَأَنَا بَيْنَهُمَا." He says, as though the heavy mountains of Medina Sharif, or the area surrounding Medina Sharif, these huge heavy mountains, it is as though they have been placed on my shoulders. Such a heavy burden I'm feeling. It is as though my ruh is being extracted from the eye of a needle. As though my interior has got a very thorny tree. It is as though the sky has collapsed over the earth and I'm trapped between the two. Of course, this is for you and I to understand. In reality, he was enjoying the breeze of paradise because he was a great sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But just to give a lesson to his son, to understand what sakrat, what maut is, the reality of maut. Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi alayhi, the second Umar as we know, كَانَ يَجْمَعُ الْفُقَهَا وَالْعُلَمَاءَ بَعْدَ الْعِشَاءَ. He would gather the fuqaha, the jurists and the ulama at his home after Isha Salah. And they used to ponder and reflect over their life in this world and about maut and akhirat. وَكَانُوا يَبْكُونَ كَأَنَّ بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ جَنَازَةً. And they would cry and sob as though a janazah was leaving, it was there in front of them. Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullah alayhi goes past the qabristan. He calls out, "O maut, what have you done? أَيْنَ الْأَحِبَّةِ. Where are all our companions? Where أين الأصدقاء? أين الأقرباء? Where are our relatives? Where are my friends? Where are our friends?" We know the Qabristan. Absolutely silent. To such an extent that you can hear the silence. You can literally hear the silence of the Qabristan. تَاللَّهِ لَوْ عَاشَ الْفَتَىٰ. Imam Shafi rahmatullahi alayhi, he explains, he says, Allah's qasam, تَاللَّهِ لَوْ عَاشَ الْفَتَىٰ طُولَ دَهْرِهِ أَلْفًا مِّنَ الْأَعْوَامِ مَالِكَ أَمْرِهِ. He says, a person, a youngster, he lives in this world, for argument's sake, Allah gives him 1,000 years, and he's living, having complete control of his affairs. In other words, he's living in happiness, in luxury. مُتَنَعِّمًا فِيهَا بِكُلِّ نَفِيسَةٍ. He got every ni'mat that you can think of, enjoying every bounty. مُتَلَذِّذًا فِيهَا بِنُعْمَى عَصْرِهِ. And every bounty of his era and time, he's enjoying. He's in prosperity. لَا يَعْتَرِيهِ السَّقْمُ فِيهَا طُولَتْ حَيَاتِهِ. Not a day that he even had a headache. No sickness came to him. كَلَّا وَلَا تَرِدُ الْهُمُومُ فِي عَصْرِهِ وَعَلَى صَدْرِهِ. There was no hum, there was no grief that ever came to him. He was never overwhelmed by any pain, any sorrow, any grief whatsoever. a life of enjoyment, happiness, prosperity. He says, مَا كَانَ هَذَا كُلُّهُ. All this enjoyment, every bit of it, مَا كَانَ هَذَا كُلُّهُ فِي أَيَّفِيَ مَبِيتَ أَوَّلِ لَيْلَةٍ فِي قَبْرِهِ. All this enjoyment is zero. It is not when the man spends the first night in the qabr. First night in the qabr, all the enjoyment he had for hundreds and thousands of years comes to nil, zero, naught. Therefore, Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala used to cry. His beard would become wet when he would stand at the qabr side. Somebody asked him, Jannat and Jahannam, you don't cry so much as you crying by the qabr? He says, yes. إِنَّهُ أَوَّلُ مَنْزِلٍ مِنْ مَنَازِلِ الْآخِرَةِ. This is the first station of the hereafter. If the man passes here, أَفْلَحَ وَسَعِدَ, he'll be successful in the remaining stations of the hereafter. If he fails here, then he is doomed. May Allah give us more than iman. May Allah give us ease in the qabr. May Allah help us to answer the question in the qabr in the correct way and pass over tests, and Allah raises us in the day of qiyamah in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Mawt is reality. Innamal qabru rawdatun min riyadil jannah aw hufratun min hufaril nar. This qabr is either a garden of the gardens of paradise, or either it's a pit of Jahannam. Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi alayhi, as he's leaving this world, somebody asks him, how are you feeling? He says, أَصْبَحْتُ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا rahila. I'm now departing. And now, I'm leaving my friends, وَلِإِخْوَانِي مُفَارِقَ, I'm bidding them farewell. وَلِسُوْ عَمَلِي مُلَاقِيَ. Imam Shafi Ramadullah was a giant. He was a sage. He was a friend of Allah. But this is the humility they had. He says, now I'm going to meet my evil actions and see the consequences of that. وَلِكَأْسِ الْمَنِيَّةِ شَارِبًا. And now I'm drinking from the cup of mort. He says, I do not know. My ruh تَصِيرُ إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ. Whether it will go towards Jannah, فَأُهَنِّيهَا, then I can congratulate it. I can say shabash to it. Mubarak baad to my ruh. You passed the exam. You are successful. أَمْ تَصِيرُ إِلَى النَّارِ, or it is going towards Jahannam. فَأُعَزِّيهَا. Like a person who passes away, and then we go and console the bereaved. We make ta'ziyah. He says, I have to give ta'ziyah to my soul then. I have to console my soul if it is going towards Jahannam. My respected brothers and elders, Fudail bin Iyadh rahmatullahi alayhi used to say, Tafa bil mawti wa'idha. Tafa bil mawti wa'idha. We have a lecture. We have a lecture. We have a lecturer who is giving a lecture. A speaker is giving a speech. So we take down points. We take down lessons. We understand. We ponder. We reflect. He says, the best lecturer, the best speaker is Maut. Maut in itself is a wa'iz. Maut is a lecturer, giving us a lecture, telling us, today you have carried somebody's janaza, perhaps tomorrow it is your turn. Prepare. إِنَّا لَنَفْرَحُ فِي أَيَّامٍ نَقْطَعُهَا. We rejoice over days and years have passed. Allah forbid, many people have birthday celebrations. He's now 50, 60, 70. And they have parties and celebrate. So many years of my life have passed. وَكُلُّ يَوْمٍ مَضَى يُذْنِي مِنَ الْأَجَلِ. But remember, every day that passes is taking you closer and closer to your qabr. Taking you closer and closer to your final day in this life, in this world. نَعُدُّ لَهُمْ عَدَّى. Allah says, إِنَّمَا نَعُدُّ لَهُمْ عَدَّى. We count for them. Every counting, every breath you are taking, Allah has recorded it. Until so many breaths that you have come with in this life, Allah has counted them, recorded them, and now your last gasp of breath, there's only one left. إِنَّمَا نَعُدُّ لَهُمْ عَدَّى. And just the final one, when your nafs departs from this world. May Allah subhanahu give us tawfiq and hidayat to understand. Because the poet then says, إِنَّمَا الرِّبْحُ. So he says, فَعَمَلْ قَبْلَ الْمَوْتِ مُجْتَهِدًا. Before mort strikes, and this is what you and I have to do, sincere tawbah istighfar. Remember mort in often, in frequently. Why? It will help you now to have lesser aspirations. Lesser aspirations. Now we plan and we think that 20 years time, 30 years time, this investment, that investment, I will plan this, do this, and build that. We have Toolul Amal with Alif, with Hamza. Toolul Amal. What we have to do is with Ayn, Amal, action. Action that will please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tawbah, istighfar. Turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Salli salata muwaddi'in. Rasulullah says, when you perform salat, read salat as though you are bidding everybody farewell. As though this is your last salat. If the doctor has to say, I give you 10 minutes, and this is the last 10 minutes you have in this life, can you imagine what tawbah, what istighfar will make? What type of salat, what khushu, what khudu we will have? Salli salata muwaddi'in. And ulama have explained that your mu'amala, your dealings with people should be as though this is your last deal that you are making. And so it must be absolutely honest. You should not be cheating people, not be deceiving people, not be lying to people. Salli salata muwaddi'in. And never lose hope. Imam Shafi rahmatullahi alayhi, and as he was mentioning this couplet, and then he said, Lamma qasa qalbi wa daqat madahibi. He says, now, when I could feel, life is now leaving, my body has become straightened and tight. He says, Ja'altu ar-raja'a li'afwik. Ja'altu ar-raja'a li'afwik. I had full hopes. Wallah, I've got hopes that you will forgive me. Ja'altu ar-raja'a li'afwik sullama. The staircase, Ya Allah, I have placed that the only hopes I have is that, Wallah, you will forgive me. Because your maghfirat is much more than my sins. Respected brothers and elders, that is at the end, at the last time, حَسِّنُ ظَنَّ بِاللَّهِ. When a person has to be having good thoughts of Allah, Allah will forgive him. But in your life, before you pass away, فَعْمَلْ قَبْلَ الْمَوْتِ مُجْتَهِدًا إِنَّمَا الرِّبْحُ وَالْخُسْرَانُ فِي الْعَمَلِ. Depending on your action, you will have a profitable life in the hereafter, or one that you have got only a loss. May Allah give us tawfiq and hidayat to ponder and reflect over maut. أكثروا ذكر هذه من اللذات يعني الموت وكما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام.